Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. Jesus come to save people from their sins. Not to save you in it, but to save you from it. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We've had some Holy Ghost filled services in them jails and prisons. Amen. In time past. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We're going to continue the message we're talking about during the month of February, talking about, do you love God? We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about, if you love the Lord, you will keep His commandments. And therefore, it's important for us to live right. Don't believe what these folk talking about. That, amen, you amen, don't have to keep the commandments. Because if you plan on going to heaven, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what He's saying. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. It's not enough saying I love God and doing the very thing He tell you not to do. That's not no love. Praise God. Because when Christ come in you, He changes your attitude. He changed your conduct. He changed your actions. Amen. You don't act like the world. You don't carry on like the world. Because Christ makes a change. Praise God. Amen. It calls you to live a changed life. And if you still doing the very thing you used to do out there in the world, talking about you a Christian, you need to go back to the altar and get it right, because you don't have enough to go to heaven. And I'm making it clear and plain so people can understand that. Time out for playing church. Time out for being a hypocrite. We got to be real for God. Because the Bible said in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Not the hypocrites, but the pure in heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to live this life. You heard me? Praise God. Amen. Saved people will love your husband. Love your wife. You don't be fighting like cats and dogs in the home. You will raise your children to love the Lord. You don't raise your children like heathens. But you raise your children to serve the Lord. Because you love the Lord. Amen. That's because you're a child of God. You'll keep His commandment because you love the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet. Amen. Let's go to the gospel. Let's go to 1 John 3. Amen. And pick up there at verse number 11. 1 John 3:11. What did the Bible say in 1 John 3:11?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Because we got to love the Lord. We got to love God. Amen.
It said, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that you love one another.
Amen. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, that you love one another.
Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own work was evil, and his brother's righteous.
Now, when people are in their self, they look out for their self. And self is your biggest enemy. Jesus said in St. Matthew 16:24, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself. You got to crucify the flesh, because the flesh is the one that will give you trouble. If Cain was of the flesh, he believed in himself. Therefore, he got jealous and envy his brother. And then he got up and committed murder and he killed his brother. You see what self can do? You see what the flesh can do? The devil is in the flesh. But Jesus come to deliver us from the sins of the flesh. That's what he come to do. Amen. Take sin out the sinner. Amen. Cain had evil in him. He slew his brother. Look at the murder rate in our cities and towns. Amen. How their people are shooting people. Drive-by shootings. Mass killings. You got people stabbing people. I'm telling you, because the devil is in their hearts. But Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. So you won't do them evil things anymore. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Cain killed his brother. Amen. Because of envy. Because of jealousy. Jealousy is a bad spirit. You hear me? But when Christ come in you, he'll get that jealous demon out of you. He'll take it out. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say? Amen. In First John the third chapter. Amen. In verse 13.
Mama, not my brethren, if the world hate you.
Amen. Now, people don't like this type of preaching because the devil is in them. That's why they don't like it. What did it say?
It said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death.
Now, if you praise God, if you love your brethren, you won't hurt your brethren. Amen. Saved people don't go into stores and shoplift. You hear me? Because you love your neighbor. Amen. Don't you know when you steal something out the store, don't you know that somebody got to cover that cost? If you love your neighbor, you won't do things to hurt your neighbor, such as take things without paying for it. But you'll pay a fair price for what you get. You don't be trying to cheat them out of it. Because they got to have money to survive too. They got to work for and have money to make a living like you do. So therefore, you'll treat them right. Pay fair price for your stuff. Don't be going around cheating and doing, stealing stuff from people. That mess is of the devil. You hear me? Praise God. Going in store shoplifting. All that stuff is of the devil. Amen. But you love the brethren. If you love the brethren, you'll treat them right. Amen. Let Jesus shine in your everyday business dealings with people. That folks might see Jesus. Praise God. Don't be going around cheating and doing and trying to cheat them out. They're hard living and all of that. And when people are in the business world, they overcharge people. If you overcharge them, you're just as bad. Overcharging people. Amen. But, amen, pay a, what you call a just and a fair price for your stuff. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Because you love the brethren. Praise God. Amen. Amen. What did the Bible say in verse 14?
And we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brethren abides in death.
If you don't love the brethren like that, you abide in death. If you abide in death, that's why people gamble and do. Go to the lottery machine and play the lottery. Because they're living in death. Amen. They're under a curse. You hear me? When you're under a curse, then you try other means to try to get money. Try to steal it. Try to flim-flam them. They got the flim-flam them. Trying to steal money from other people. Amen. And all of that. Amen. Cheat people, defraud people, amen. All that mess because you don't love nobody. You abide in death. When you abide in death, you do evil in the eyes of God. But when you love somebody, you won't hurt them. You don't be trying to cheat stuff out of people, take stuff from people, amen. In a cunning way, in a slick way, amen. Saved people don't do that. But you be honest in your dealings with people. Be honest in your, amen, everyday activities. And the Lord will bless you for being honest and true. Amen. You don't be stealing the church money. You hear me? Saved people don't steal the church money. Amen. Preachers don't steal. when you're called by God. Now, you got one that's a hireling. Yeah, he'll rob the church because death is abiding him. And he'll rob you till you don't have anything. But when you're a child of God, born again, you'll be honest and true. Praise God. Amen. Now, I know this is a powerful message. This is a powerful message. Amen. We'll get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Just lay your hands on the radios upon a contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this Holy Ghost filled message today. Amen. Do you love God? Let look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, set them free from what the enemy got them tied to. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Ville.
Praise him, pray the songs, and love brought me here. Nothing but love brought me here. Jesus' love is the one that brought all of us here. And he is that love is the one that can deliver and set us free. And the question the preacher is asking us again is that do we love God enough to allow him to come and rule in our lives each and every day so that we can be able to live free from sin in this present world and be able to go with him when he calls us home. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And the Lord wants what's best for you. You just allow him to come on in. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers, support of our ministry. Allow God to have a free course in your life also. We remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. That really is a true statement. God loves you. And he wants what's best for you. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself. The Lord open up the door that we'll be able to get into the jails and prisons to do more for the Lord and visit those that's behind prison bars. And we will pray for you. Those of you in the free world, amen. Click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry. For Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. So at the close, amen. This is your radio, amen, minister, Elder William D. Holmes, along with Chaplain William D. Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.